Hey friend, do you share your home space with a, let's just put it plainly, a slob? Oh, if you have kiddos, sometimes there's stuff laying all over the floor. If you have partners, sometimes their stuff is laying all over the floor. Sometimes the things that you want in your home don't necessarily align with what they want. And that is a tricky place to navigate. And that's what we're talking about today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. It's Quick Tip Tuesday. You have questions, I have answers, and I am so glad to be answering them for you today. If you have a question that you want answered on the show, pop into my DMs on Instagram at figandfarm. Send me an email at figandfarmathome@gmail.com or join the Facebook group and ask there, bit.ly/design101group. Let's hop to it. Let's answer your question. And if you find value in this, I'm sure someone else will too. So make sure you share with a friend. Friend, before we dive into literally the messy middle of this conversation, I want to invite you to join me for the Back to Basics Bootcamp that is happening next week, March 26th, March 27th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I'm going to teach you the exact most important first step for learning how to decorate your home. Because let's face it, you can hire a fancy pants designer. Yep, you actually can, and you're going to spend a lot of money. Or you can browse on Pinterest, pin all you want to your heart's desire, and gain years and years and boards of inspiration and do nothing with it. But sometimes you need to know, and you need to be told what to do to start. And in this workshop, I am sharing just that. So make sure you come and join us at 9 a.m. March 26th, March 27th. And if you can't join us live, don't worry. Register for the workshop and you'll be receiving the replays later that afternoon. All right, you can join us at bit.ly/figandfarmbootcamp. Oh, and bonus, if you register and invite a friend and that friend registers, tell me about it. Email me at hello@figandfarmathome.com. Let me know who you invited, because if they register, you are entered for a chance to win 1 hour of free decorating coaching. All right, friend, let's dive in to the messy middle. Are you ready? So today's question is coming from Maria, and she says, maybe this is something you can cover in your podcast, keeping order in a home when others in the home are neat challenged. Maria, you had a very nice way of saying that, neat challenged, and I just called him a slob. But it's true. Sometimes people are a little bit more neat challenged than others. And I would like to add that sometimes people are a little bit more neat challenged in specific places in their homes or cars or lives that maybe they aren't in others. For me, for example, I kind of am neat challenged when it comes to my master bathroom. I have one of those ginormous tubs, you know, the tubs that it really is kind of obnoxious to clean. They have such a big base, a big boxy base, and then you have to be in it in order to clean it. I have one of those, which means I have a really great foundation for sitting where I can sit on the edge of the tub and paint my nails, floss my teeth, brush my teeth, or I can stack the clothes that I've worn that day that aren't quite ready to go into the wash, but I am a little too lazy to put away. There, I am neat challenged. Putting away my craft supplies. Yeah, I am neat challenged. And although I can live with those places, somehow when my children leave their soccer bags all over the floor in the entryway, that drives me bonkers, but I'm okay with the mess, the edge of my bathtub. Funny how we work. Okay, here is a little more background about Maria and what she's bringing to the table. She says she loves listening to podcasts, design podcasts, but she notices that the subject of having a messy husband is rarely talked about. Here's what she says. I don't have kids or pets, but I do have a super messy husband that makes having my home how I like it a daily challenge. Specifically, we have an incredibly narrow entryway where he walks in and drops everything. I've tried it all. Hooks, baskets, etc. He's a spreader. You are so sweet with your words, Maria. He's a spreader and doesn't like putting things away. Picture me here pulling my hair. Yeah, I can totally picture. All right. Maria, I am so glad that you have tried hooks and baskets and maybe even like an entryway console. You've tried some things. But what I'm wondering in that, you didn't give me all the information, but what I'm wondering and what we're going to focus our conversation on here is those feel very solution-based. That you see a problem and you are immediately going to the solution. Oh my gosh, he is throwing his boots right here every day after work. He's throwing his coat on the floor here every day after work. I have the solution to that answer. And so I want you to back up a little bit. And of course, this is going to sound completely elementary, but there are three steps to this process. And the question I'm going to say, or the thing I'm going to suggest is, and in an effort to not sound patronizing, have you tried having the conversation with him about your needs and wants versus his needs and wants? And I don't want to say versus, incompatibility with. So the first step to really understanding and making that compromise happen is to understand their perspective of the situation. And as you go into that part of the conversation, it is really hard to remove, or it can be really hard to remove these ideas of what it is you want. You want a pretty home, you want an easy landing space, you want things to look and stay clean all the time. That's maybe what you want. And by the way, Maria, I definitely want that too. But instead of focusing on that, try to remove that and hold that back, because you will get a chance to share some of the things that you feel about the space. But I'm curious, from their perspective, what it is that they want. And here's how I would approach that. I would say, hey, can we have a conversation about this entryway? I think we're kind of missing the mark on how this space should be used or could be used together, because you like it one way, I like it another, and I think there's a middle ground here that maybe we can work towards collaborating on. So can you tell me, sharing that, you know, you don't want to nag, but it's definitely bothering you, and you want to have that conversation of how you can work together. Now, my suggestion here too is to not have it the minute he threw down the bag, because that is going to probably lead to an argument rather than something that is going to lead to working it out. And asking these simple questions about, how do you see the space working for you? What do you need, or what kinds of things would you like in order to put your work things away? Are you okay having it on the floor? And perhaps the comment is going to be, I'm okay with it as it is. I'm happy stepping over and tripping over the bags. And when our friends come over, I'm happy having them step over our bags and trip over our things too. I'm happy with that. But sometimes you might be surprised with their response. And they might think, you know, I just want it to be really easy and I don't want to have to walk into another room in order to put my things down. I would like to put it down right there. I would like to be able to have a spot for my keys. I want to be able to hang up my coat. I want to be able to have my bag placed somewhere that I don't necessarily have to go digging for it the next day. And as you're listening, without interjecting any of the things that how those ideas interfere with your desire for a clean home or an easy entryway or whatever end goal you want, the idea here is to listen and ask questions. We're peeling back the layers of onion here. How can this serve you better? And right now, there is no inserting what we want, because what we're going to do is we're going to try to gather as much information as we can, because the solution might be there, Maria. The solution might be there, and the thing that you thought could be the easy solution, the hook that is right there, perfect. It might not be the easiest solution. He might say, you know what, actually there's a coat closet at the end of the hallway and I would just rather put it in there, but the vacuum is taking up so much space and then all that extra decorating stuff, and I'm happy putting it there, I just don't have space for it. You might realize that the solution is right there if we keep digging just a teeny tiny bit. So the first thing is to really just take inventory of what it is, how it is they view that situation, whatever that is. Now, Maria, we know it's your entryway, but for some of you listening, you might have a different problem area in your home that you want to chat about, or maybe you want to do a refresh that you want a little bit of buy-in from your partner. The second step here is to affirm, of course, what they're saying. I hear what you're saying. I absolutely understand. We want to create this space that is mutually beneficial. But can I tell you my perspective? So when we come in and we have all of the things thrown across the floor, and then when I want to invite friends over, it's frustrating because I have to walk behind you and tidy up. Or it makes me feel like your mom because I'm walking behind you and putting things away when you are fully capable of doing it yourself. And I don't like that feeling. And I definitely don't want to nag because we are partners. Letting them know how it is you feel about that situation, but also, you know, I really, when I see stuff on the floor, it makes me feel. Now, this is a conversation I have in my own home, Maria. When I see counters full of stuff, there's not just a, I don't like it. There is a feeling inside of my chest. And it took me years and years to be able to put words to that feeling. This is why oftentimes I talk to you about decluttering. Because there is science and research behind the way that stuff affects people. There is. And Maria, you mentioned that you're not a mama, but for those of you who are listening who are mamas, you are managing a lot of stuff, and then you have a lot of stuff out and about, and it just feels like a little bit of weight. And that isn't just a weird feeling you're feeling. This is science-based. Now, I don't have the articles in front of me. I'm happy to do some research, but this isn't just a arbitrary feeling you're feeling. Pay attention to that. So it took me years and years for me to be able to put the words to this feeling of when I feel stuff everywhere, I feel like the walls are closing in. This is a conversation I had with Greg. It feels like it's closing in. I don't like it. And my approach before was, help me. It was living with it until my Irish temper, bless my Irish parents, got the best of me and I exploded. And then, of course, that triggered something in Greg, and here you know a lot more about our marriage, but the thing that is what would happen with him is it would trigger something with him from his childhood. And he didn't like the way that he was told that he needed to clean because his mom was feeling probably the same feelings I was feeling about her home, and she wanted to entertain, and it would happen and pour out onto the kids. Once I could hear and understand his perspective of that, and once I was able to then explain, but it feels something to me, it feels to the place where I'm boiling up, I need a little bit of help. And once we were able to express how stuff made me feel and how he's happy to do the work, he just doesn't want to have that pressure. Wow. The load has been lifted. Doesn't mean we have a clean house constantly. Nope. Nope, because remember, three boys. We are raising three boys. But it means that we are much more in compatibility with the goal, the overall goal of the way our home presents itself, the way our home is serving us. And that can happen with you as well. After you have shared the way that you feel about your space and the goals you have for the space, the way that you want to work together in order to make a compromise, that's step three. That is the question we're going to be asking, and that is, how do you think we can solve this problem together? What kinds of ways, can you help me brainstorm some ways that we can make it so that it is really easy for you to create that landing space for you, and it also makes me feel like I'm not having to run behind you and tidy up, because I like a home that looks tidy and put together. What solutions can we brainstorm? And brainstorm. Now, here is where I'm going to stop and insert a pro tip for brainstorming. Pro tip, of course, meaning when I have moderated many, many, many hours of meetings of kiddos brainstorming in first grade. But the same applies here. Brainstorming is free reign. Brainstorming, there are no wrong ideas when you brainstorm. There are no bad ideas. There are no dumb ideas. Every idea is an idea. That is the entire point of brainstorming. Okay, so as we are coming up with solutions, there might be some really, I'm just going to say it, Maria, you'd choose a different word, dumb ideas. But that's okay. Just let them flow. Write them down. Yep, that's an idea. Yep, that's an idea. That is an idea. That is an idea. the idea that is going to work for you as a compromise will come out. But if we pinpoint, you know what, that was a really dumb idea, we're not going to get anywhere. As you are writing down all of the ideas that you're brainstorming, it is a high probability that the solution you have already tried could be an idea that is formulated during this brainstorming session. Maria, in your case, your husband might have a great idea of putting hooks by the door or a basket by the door. It might pop up as a great idea. How many times, and I'm holding back my laughter here because I saw it in my parents' marriage, I saw it in our marriage, I see it so many times when you think, you know, I've been saying that for years and he gets this idea from someone else, but now all of a sudden it's a great idea. You know what? Let it be a great idea. Because the point here is not, I had that idea first. The point is we are reaching a compromise and there is buy-in. He's part of the process now and not just the recipient of a solution that you knew was a great solution. You knew it was a fantastic idea to put the basket there to collect the flip-flops when they come in. You knew that there was a great idea to hang hooks to hang a coat. But until there's a little bit of buy-in and collaboration, it might not be the best idea. That's not going to happen all the time. It could. But you might come up with another solution, a solution that makes both of you happy that you haven't thought about yet. Because remember, two brains are better than one. Two ideas coming up together to solve a problem are better than one. And the solution is there if you just talk it through. Friend, I hope that was helpful for you today as you try working with the people you share your space with in order to create a space that is mutually beneficial, that serves both of you in the way that you want it to, that looks the way that you both want it to, and that ultimately you love both of you, not just one or the other. If you have a question like Maria did, I want you to email me at hello@figandfarmathome.com and ask there. I would love to feature you on the show. All right, friend, until next time, I'll see you soon. Hey, real quick before you go, if you learned something new or found value in today's podcast, would you head over to iTunes to Fig and Farm at Home and leave a review and subscribe to the show? That would be awesome. And if you'd like to connect with my community of mamas who are learning to be intentional storytellers within their own homes, join us at bit.ly/design101group. There's always more room at the table. See you soon.